Eagle Bound. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Brent Sass, Michelle Phillips, Cody Strath, and Alan Moore are at the front of this year's 15 Musher Field. The quartet are traveling up the Yukon River on the 160 miles of trail between Circle City and Eagle. GPS tracking shows defending champion Sass in the lead, but closely followed by Phillips and Strath, with Moore a little farther behind. The first musher is not expected to reach Eagle until midday at earliest. With the race's first major climbs over Rosebud and Eagle summits behind them, mushers tackle the notoriously cold, winding trail along Birch Creek as they traveled between Central and Circle. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, Birch Creek can be torturous.
There's few places on the Yukon Quest Trail that are held in higher contempt than Birch Creek. It's about 10 degrees below zero as veteran Quest racer Rob Cook pulls into Circle after navigating the waterway. He stares ahead blankly through the steaming air as he tells about his run.
I hate Birch Creek, I really do. It's the most depressing place in the world. So my head's in a really bad place at the moment.
This year was a relatively good year for the route, with little overflow and a moderate 20 degrees below zero for many of the racers. Last year's winner, Brent Sass, puts it diplomatically.
Oh, it's good. Long. It's always long on Birch Creek, but we moved along steady, and it was beautiful out. It wasn't too cold, and dogs looking good. And we're not moving super fast, but steady.
But while the twists and turns make it into the descriptions of just about every musher, another runner described features not everybody saw. Here's Yukon Quest 300 musher Sean Underwood at the checkpoint in Circle.
I wake up and I, see the peripheral vision of my parka and confuse that for a cliff that's like inches away from the sled.
Not everybody hallucinates on the trail, but Birch Creek's repetitive sweeps left and right, put it high up on the list of places you're likely to see things that aren't really there. Here's another vision from Underwood.
Looking at the wheel dogs, and like with the white, it looked like they were climbing into a keyhole of a white truck. That's what I saw.
Also among the visions, his mother blending into a tree, and his dog appearing as his girlfriend, her arm on her cheek, staring forlornly at him with an elbow on the table. Underwood and others say that the repetition makes this section a bit of a nightmare, but a nightmare devoid of logic. Here's how he describes it.
You think you're almost there and you didn't even make it halfway. And it's just these insane switchbacks that don't even make sense. Like, how does a creek flow like that?
But it's a bit unfair to blame it entirely on the river. Almost inevitably, racers are sleep-deprived at this point, many still recovering from pre-race nerves and preparation that put them in a bad place from the start line. For Underwood, he says he got 2 hours of sleep during the 48 hours of the race. It has been 48 hours, right?
I woke up on race day, Saturday, at 7:30 a.m., and since then I've gotten 2.5 hours of sleep. Today's Monday, right? Yeah, so, or Sunday?
It's Monday.
Yeah.
For 300-mile mushers, they'll get a mandatory rest in Circle before heading back to their finish line in Central. And even without the mandatory rest here, pretty much all of the 1,000-mile mushers opt for a long rest at the Circle checkpoint before they hit a much different type of river, the mighty Yukon. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Circle City, I'm Lex Trinan.
The Quest 300 race had an exciting conclusion yesterday with two rookie mushers battling all the way to the finish line in Central, where Dave Turner of Fairbanks edged Jeremy Traska of Two Rivers by just 20 seconds. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblows Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.